brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I have a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Very important information coming up. Rosie O'Donnell, this morning, just about 50 minutes ago, did a 9-minute rant on 9/11 being an inside job to 30 million viewers, predominantly women, who are now going to make this the number one topic of discussion at their workplace, coast to coast, border to border, going into Canada and worldwide. I have talked to Christine Ebersole, who is a good personal friend of Rosie, and she said that Rosie was planning to go public very, very soon, and we were in contact with Rosie's people to get her on the show in the near future, but that she was going to decide what she was going to do when she went on vacation to Florida next week. Obviously, she decided to just go ahead and go public. I saw her on her video blog yesterday. I sent this to my writers and to my webmasters, and I have no idea why it's not up. But she went ahead and started talking about false flag terror in that video blog. And then today she went public with a 9-minute rant. We are working on getting it at another one of my employees' house who works from home. He was able to record it on his DVR. He's bringing it down to the office to try to dump it, the audio, directly to the web so we can play this for you. This is big news, and before anybody says, who cares what Rosie O'Donnell says, it isn't about Rosie O'Donnell. It's about the fact that 30 million people have now heard her bring up pertinent points, have heard her talk about the implosion of Building 7, have heard her talk about false flag government-sponsored terror for 9 minutes, and she's very cogent, and she's covering very salient central points to 9/11 and not any of the diversionary or distracting issues of pods and laser beams and flying saucers and the rest of it. She is getting directly in to the history of government-sponsored terror. She has seen Terror Storm. She has seen Loose Change Second Edition. She is aware of the New World Order. She's having her paradigm shifted. Yesterday, in her own blog, her video blog, she said, will I even be on The View next season? Well, I'm going on vacation, and we got to have some family time with the family. And she took in a big, deep breath, and believe me, this wasn't acting. This was her making the decision, I guess, to go public yesterday. By the way, I sent you that link, Network. Did you get the Rosie link? Do you have that from her video blog? I mean, do you know how to locate it, or is it in your IM? And a lot of this is my fault, folks. I'm unprofessional, but it's because I'm working too much. I was working till 1 o'clock last night, and I was scheduled to do some radio interview this morning. I didn't do it. I slept in. I was scheduled to be on rents Monday. I didn't do it. Because I'm expected to do everything, and I can't do everything. I can't do it all. I'm fighting as hard as I can to fight the New World Order. But it's kind of like flying a helicopter that hadn't had its maintenance hours and has got parts falling off of it. And we can bring these bastards down, but there aren't enough dedicated people. There aren't enough focused people that know how to take them down, who are willing to put the hours in and do what it takes to engage the New World Order. If you don't have it in your IM, just go to music, and I'll go IM it to you again. Because I just can't deal with it anymore. All right. Meanwhile, you've got giant government kidnapping rings operating with almost total impunity, but their excesses become public from time to time, so they are getting in a little bit of trouble. Well, that's coming up later as well. Stay with me.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I know a lot of people in the truth movement, the 9/11 truth movement, the patriot movement, the truth movement, whatever you want to call it. And to them, it's like a social thing. It's fun. It's who their friends are. It's their identity. It's their club. Well, you need to know this is a club that can get you killed. You know, this is a club that can get you put in a FEMA camp. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is the real deal, okay? We're fighting very evil people, and this is the real world, and this is basically the end of free humanity if these people win. And I just want everybody to remember that. And I want the listeners to understand and really get it boiled down in their brain, down to the pit of their stomach, that this is a fight for all the marbles. This is the real deal. And to all the scum and all the trash and all the weak-minded people out there who can't look at the world and who can't see what's happening because they're not sophisticated enough or they're stupid or they're self-centered or they're cowardly, and because they rationalize and make excuses to themselves, for all of those people out there, I really pity you. I do, because we've got to get real. There is a power-mad elite that is going for broke who are obsessed with eugenics and culling populations, and whose entire world is about putting a world government in place so they can kill masses of people unhindered, unrestricted. A world government is being put into place so there is no army that can stand against it, so there's no free country that can resist it. This is an elite that learned from Napoleon and Caesar and Alexander the Great and Hitler and the Soviets and from every other campaign of imperialists throughout history, from those that wish to dominate and rule the world. They've learned from that and created a scientific dictatorship of the mind and a physical dictatorship where they anesthetize the population with illegal and legal drugs and rich foods and just masses of entertainment. But we've always stated that as things got worse and worse, you would see many people in positions of power. You would see many people in government and in Hollywood and in the clergy and in academia throw off the propaganda, throw off the conditioning as the heat got higher and higher and really take the blinders off and see the matrix for what it was. And it was people like Charlie Sheen and people like Rosie O'Donnell and people like Andres von Bülow, German defense minister, and members of the Bush administration, and so many countless others, and former CIA analysts, and on and on and on, and engineers, and underwriting laboratory engineers, and police officers, and firemen, and emergency workers, who were going, you know what? What you're hearing in the news, what you're told is the official story, is not the case. And there are Texas Rangers, and there are social workers, and there are people in the system who aren't going to go along with what's happening and aren't going to be told to sit down and shut up, and who are going to go through the threats and the incrimination, and who are going to stand tall and tell the truth. And it doesn't mean these individuals that stand up are perfect. It doesn't mean that they're without blemish. But it means that they are disgusted and they have the courage to stand up and tell the truth. It's that simple. Let me give everybody the news flash here. We need to get a report out on this on PrisonPlanet.com. That Rosie O'Donnell went on air today and talked in detail about Building 7 being imploded and it being a controlled demolition, and no modern steel buildings ever falling until that day. And she went into false flag terror and the Gulf of Tonkin and the history of government-sponsored terror, and that it's been done again, problem, reaction, solution, and that it's very suspicious what's happening with these British sailors right now and the build-up to war. And you dovetail that with her video blog yesterday where she takes in a deep breath and says, "Will I be on The View next season?" And she takes in a big gulp of air and says, "I've got to talk to the family about that." When obviously she's finally had real success. The show is number one in the time slot, 30 million viewers. That's as big as broadcast TV gets, unless you're talking about special events like the Super Bowl with, you know, 65 million. And she went on there and probably, and she's hoping more are about to go public. She's hoping that more take action. She's hoping that it causes a domino effect. If it doesn't cause a big domino effect in the near term, Rosie O'Donnell will be canceled from The View, ladies and gentlemen. So she's put her career and millions of dollars a year on the line. And please don't email me and say, "Well, she's a gun control freak." Haven't heard a lot of that out of her lately, have you? I've talked to people that know her personally. In fact, I'm very close to getting in contact with her. I, frankly, have been so busy making films, doing interviews, that I've been playing phone tag with her people, and I've only put in a few calls. Again, for some reason, I just don't chase after these people. I should, because it would have been big if we obviously got her on the air. But it doesn't matter. She's gone public, and I happen to know that she knows all about the New World Order and all about the left-right paradigm now, and understands things, and has broken her conditioning. She was always a loose cannon, but now you get a loose cannon who breaks their conditioning, who is also very smart. People grow. People expand their horizons. I don't know if Barbara Streisand caressing the cheek of Hillary at a fundraiser a few nights ago will ever wake up, but we know her husband, James Brolin, has on that show about 9/11 being an inside job. The mold is broken. Humpty Dumpty isn't going to be put back together again. They're probably going to attack Iran. They're probably going to nuke cities in this country. The CFR has been saying that for 5 years. They said we'd be attacked on 9/11. They laid that out. They're the think tank men behind it. Behind the North American Union, behind the Iraq War, they set the policies, they set the standards. Their implementation plans are implemented. They run things. I got a guest about to walk into the studio. I'll see what happens with that. Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, listen, the main office is right back there in the back, and we're going to have you in here in studio in the next hour.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. There is no rhyme or reason anymore. So, as I was saying, if I can go back to what I was covering. We're in bad shape. We've got ruthless individuals who enjoy risk and who've always basically won in the past, so they have a feeling of invincibility and bulletproofness. And, you know, Governor Richardson, big Bilderberg Group member, big CFR, big Bohemian Grove member, former Commerce Secretary after they whacked Ron Brown, you know, he's saying we're probably going to be nuked. That the war on terror will continue when he's president. If he's president, he's saying, I'll continue the total Nazi agenda. And hell, it does what he does. He's a Democrat and he's half Hispanic, so the guy could literally eat intestines of small children on the White House lawn or from the top of the Eiffel Tower, and he'd be hailed as Jesus. It's the same thing with Hillary. And they're just going to double-team us with Richardson or Hillary. You know, and just heaven help us, folks. Heaven help us. It's going to be bad. A lot of Democrats, you know, who woke up to Bush and his tyranny won't be able to see it for a year or two. Hillary will probably get elected, or Richardson will, and within 6 months of being elected, they'll probably set off an A-bomb and blow away half a city, and there's going to be out-and-out worshiping of them on television. I mean, it's going to get bad. And if they do go with that, they'll probably whack me and about 1,000 other people within a day out, just right out in the street, folks. They won't even play games. They'll just gun us down right out in the street. And then it won't be funny anymore, will it, to people in 9/11 Truth and all people that just jaw and flap their jaws and it's all a big social thing. It won't be funny anymore. Then it's going to get real. And then all the seeds that we planted of all the people that didn't listen to us and laughed at us, the next big wave, the next big harvest, will be a bloody harvest for the New World Order, and it will be their downfall. If I have to make a guesstimation, the elite will go ahead and go through with everything, and it's going to completely blow up in their face, and then they're going to completely fall. And this country will be a third world nation ever after. The EU is going to break up and split up and break up. And the world is just going to fall back into some semblance of freedom. The evil will reorganize and try to put it all back together again, and we'll just keep rolling after that. But it's going to be a big setback for them. And then there'll be such an understanding of government-sponsored terror and such a hatred of government that I think you're going to see a new age of liberty dawning. Now, I know the churches tell you that's not the case. They desperately want you to have the self-fulfilling prophecy that you can't fight evil, that we can't have a reprieve as a civilization, that the end is this week, the end is next month, the end is next year. And that's just not the way history works, and that's also not my duty. My duty is to stand up against evil and corruption. All right, a Rosie O'Donnell report coming up. We will air The View today here on the show, the 9-minute rant. Nobody has it yet. We've got it. We're trying to get it uploaded. And it's important to support us so we can have the crew to better bring you the materials we need to get to the public. We'll be right back.
The
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. It's March 28, 2007. Gold is at $667, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $690.13, $347.62 for half ounce, and $173.81 for quarter ounce coins at $690.13, $347.62, and $173.81. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this audio is a bit loud because this is Rosie O'Donnell, who's so busy she did her video blog there on YouTube while she's having her hair done, about to go on The View TV show. And then here she is yesterday. Now, we've talked to several people who did see The View. We've got the tape here now. We're about to be start uploading it so we can play it for you later. Totally went public on 9/11, false flag terror. It all started when a caller called into the show bringing it up, and she used that as her reason to spontaneously go public because, again, she wasn't really planning to for the next few weeks. She was going to have a meeting with her family on an Easter vacation going to Florida. and she has just gone ahead and gone public. I know that I gave her Charlie Sheen's number yesterday because Charlie wanted to talk to her. So who knows what went on last night, but I guess that would have been shot yesterday. Now here she is just making a mention of it on her video blog. Here it is.
Okay, Maria, the World Trade Center 7 was a controlled demolition. We were told the building was unstable and warned about the time of demolition so that the sound would not cause panic in BPC, Battery Park City. Well, that's very interesting. The thing about World Trade Center 7 is it was totally left out of the 9/11 Commission. That's weird. It's only the third time in history that fire has brought down a steel building. The other two times it happened was on the same day. World Trade Center 1 and World Trade Center 2. They both crumbled into dust, and it was steel. Very odd. I want to have some physics, professors on the show to explain if that is actually possible, that World Trade Center 7 could have imploded the way it did without being a controlled demolition. And if it was a controlled demolition, why didn't they just tell people that in the 9/11 Commission report? All right, there you go. This is very long now. Yesterday was 4 minutes, and it was cute.
Okay. Now, today, 9-minute rant on 9/11, and we've talked to two people now that have seen it, got the same report. Again, the DVR is here, and we're going to see if it was recorded. Murphy's Law, it won't work, but we'll see how that comes along. And we will get that up on air for you to actually hear what she said. And the reason this is important is, with it stated on a show that big, it's going to go absolutely supernova. I mean, 10 times what you saw last week, and it was probably on 20 different TV programs or more. I mean, Inside Hollywood, Extra, 5 shows on Fox, 3 days in a row, hundreds of talk radio shows, CNN, Glenn Beck, just everywhere. I mean, I personally probably know of 20-something TV shows. It was on, and I've gotten a bunch of calls about other programs. I talked to some friends who were on vacation in Hawaii and saw local TV covering it in Hawaii last week. So, just this will completely dwarf that. There's no way that they can give the orders for the media to shut this down, because there are the dominant mainstream television is controlled and steered and has government operatives throughout its strata. But they do not. But again, they dominate it by worldview, by hive mind, by intimidation, by political correctness. And with this coming out on The View with 30 million viewers, 30 million every day, that's the average, it is going to explode. I mean, a 9-minute rant. We're not talking about a 30-second comment or a 1-minute comment or a 10-second comment by James Brolin. We're talking about something that is going to resonate, that is going to explode. They are going to call for her firing, her crucifixion. And in that, it's going to draw it out into the public eye that the majority of Americans know they've been lied to, and a majority of that majority know that it's a total inside job. And stuff like this could stop the strike on Iran. Things like this will take Bush's approval rating that is between 30 and 25%, depending on which poll, and drop it down to more like 15%, like Dick Cheney's at 12 to 14, depending on which poll you look at. This is going to cause, we just had a whistleblower come out with the Building 7 diagrams, which no one seemed to post. I don't know why. We also, the Tower 1 and 2 diagrams came out and are out. Well, I know why. We don't have the personnel to cover all this. Do you understand, folks? This is like, it's like having 5 cops. Let's say, it's like we're cops, especially what we are. Okay, we're the investigators. We're trying to stop the evil. And we have like 10 million murders to investigate with evidence just everywhere. It's like we have 1,000 people trying to confess to crimes. We can't even deal with it all, okay? I mean, it's just piling up. Wall-to-wall insanity, wall-to-wall evil, just total craziness everywhere. And my head is spinning.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in Prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt, instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I want to talk to people that saw the view. Because it's hard to get relayed what was said in 9 minutes, but I'm told it was extremely powerful. Paul Watson's already got a report out on it that will be growing as we're actually able to see it and it will be added to. Believe me, this is the chain reaction. This is the chain reaction. You're watching right now. We're not on air risking our lives for fun. We're doing this to bring down the New World Order. The churches have told you the New World Order can't be beat. They've lied to you. They've told you you can't fight evil. They've told you it's always going to win. It only wins when you do nothing. It only wins when you refuse to fight. And you will simply start slamming the New World Order upside the head and banging their head in the concrete, and I mean that figuratively, in the info war. If you don't think about it, if you just engage them and start stomping them and start getting aggressive and start burning copies of DVDs and start calling into talk radio and start screaming on bullhorns, then we cannot be stopped. We are going to get these people. We are going to smoke them out of their holes, and we are going to take them to prison. They are going down. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? You have to first know that we are going to win. The North American Union is going to be defeated. The European Union expansion has already been shot down, and now the bureaucrats are trying to ignore the will of the people in Europe. And so that's only enraging them more. North American Union expansion was shot down in Latin America for the Pan American Union. The New World Order is in retreat everywhere. That's why it's desperately trying to lunge into a massive escalation with Iran. That's all a con artist knows. That's all a bully knows. That's all a terrorist knows, is when they get caught, they try to grab hostages and put guns to their heads. And they try to up the ante, and they try to accelerate. I'm telling you, a new dawn of liberty is beginning. I'm telling you, a new age of resistance to tyranny is dawning against the New World Order. The New World Order is the Old World Order. Their counterfeit New Age is the Old Age, ladies and gentlemen. The tyranny is going to be defeated. Now, some of us won't make it, and some of us will be arrested, and some of us will be tortured. But I'm telling you right now, they can't get all of us. And you're in more danger not standing up and not getting involved. Now, listen to me. Paul Watson's put a report up on PrisonPlanet.com about this Rosie O'Donnell situation. We need to get our report out first before the neocons put their spin on it. Okay? Rosie O'Donnell rant reaches 30 million. I want Paul to do a separate article that goes into the chain reaction, that goes into the domino effect that I've been predicting and that we've been chronicling and watching. If you look at the graph, it's going straight up. It was ignited when I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist 2 months before 9/11, saying they would probably use their asset Bin Laden to take the blame for an attack on the World Trade Centers. I said, call the White House and tell them, do not stage terror attacks in New York to launch a war. Because I saw enough preparatory propaganda to be able to deduce that. Now, that's on record. And I'm telling you right now, that was the ignition point. We're going to go to Adam Locke in just a moment, but I've got to finish this thought. Then, from that point, we jumped to 9/11 with the attacks. Day one, I hit the ground running. I was attacked by a talk show host on my own network, is going too far. I had people that I knew personally walk up to me at the TV station and cuss at me. But I knew they staged the attacks, and I knew they'd staged attacks before. And I knew about Operation Northwoods. And I'd seen all the propaganda preparing us, as many of you saw it. And so we founded 9/11 Truth. We founded the resistance to the New World Order's greatest push, their desperation move to shore up their faltering world government that was still in its adolescent phases. I would say going out of toddler into adolescent. It was in that in-between area. And now it's growing into young manhood, but it's deformed, it's insane, it's falling apart. Oh, it will rise to its penultimate goal only as the very foundations beneath it crumble. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? It's like if you had a set of blocks building a big structure. As you've done, many of you, with your children, when you put that last block up there, it only stands for a second, and then it leans and falls. We don't have a choice. We've got to fight these people. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the Rosie O'Donnell story and get it to the four winds now. Get it out to every website, every blog, every message board. There's an incredible story today that I meant to get to, where a major British newspaper, probably the biggest technology paper, daily paper in the world, The Register, attacks me, attacks PrisonPlanet.com, and says we're delusional that Big Brother attacks our websites. Google admits that they have reset our views on TerrorStorm to get us out of the top 100. Digg has publicly banned us 4 months ago and has now permanently banned us from ever being able to enter the top stories, no matter if we get 1,000 digs, when a story with 50 digs goes to the main page. They publicly, their moderators publicly go on the message board and laugh about how they're banning us and how they're going to kill 9/11 truthers when they take over. Okay, that CENTCOM publicly admits that they are online blogging and putting out neocon propaganda. Billions in fake news has been purchased. We've had hackers go in and post pornography on the front page of the site before, and we have it where it triggered and took the site down. It's a naked woman on a motorcycle. The point is, to claim that we haven't had denial of service attacks, to claim that there haven't been attacks on our sites, and call us delusional when it is admitted that they've done this, when it is admitted that they've restricted us, when it is admitted that they have done this to us and others, is disgusting. And there's another story out, again, that I never got to yesterday, saying we're delusional, there's no North American Union. The thing's like 10 pages long. I could analyze it for 3 hours and show you the mindset of these people. Now, for about 5 minutes, I appreciate him holding. I want to bring Adam Locke up because he was scheduled to come on today, and I appreciate him joining us. And that concerns British Birkenfeld water filters, which they're the national distributor of. And they have the Made in America Big Berkey with the Black Berkey elements, which was looked at by two major universities and found to take it to a new level. And I still have a British Berkey I bought 8 years ago in operation. And I have a Black Berkey here in the office, American Berkey. And I have given more than 10 of these over the years to people. So, Adam, it's good to have you on with us. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Alex, thank you once again. Always a pleasure to be a part of your show.
Thanks for coming on. People can trust the government and they can just drink the water. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Very interesting you bring that up. Just this past month, they're talking over in Ireland about how if the Green Party is elected, they are going to pull fluoride out of the water because they say, of course, it's no good. Yet a inside group and the government saying, well, no, that's not true. There's nothing wrong with fluoride at all. Which, of course, now contradicts what the ADA said back in November that, you know, fluoride should not be in infant's water. You're making it for formula or such. So, yeah, it's good for you, sure.
Well, you know, it's in mainstream history books. I mean, award-winning. There was a Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II book, and every time I want to remember the name, it doesn't come to me. I read it online like 10 years ago, and I believed it, but then I actually saw the book on my parents' bookshelf, pulled it, went to the bibliography under fluoride, looked at it, and it talked about, I mean, here was a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. You can look it up online, folks. And showing the Nazi documents, how they put it in the water to sedate the people. And you tell the public this, some of them still laugh, but here's the good news. 3 or 4 years ago, I'd have to go to Whole Foods or to a specialty shop to find fluoride-free toothpaste. Now Walgreens has it. Now Oral-B's putting it out. Now the grocery store has it. And now it's starting to take more and more shelf space, pushing the fluoride toothpaste away. So what's the government do? Oh, we're going to now spray it on your crops. I mean, it's just hell on earth, man. Hell on earth.
Well, some communities are standing up to it, Alex. Back in December, Juneau, Alaska, Martin County, Florida, both voted fluoride out of their drinking water. The same thing is going on in Tennessee. Legislators are urging people to stop fluoridation. Vermont Department of Health last year sends a fluoridation warning to all of Vermont dentists and pediatricians. Now, why would they do that if fluoride is good for you?
Well, that's because in the levels people are getting sodium and stannous fluoride, and even calcium fluoride, it's very deadly. It causes bone fractures. It causes calcification of the teeth, those yellow spots. It causes all sorts of problems in the endocrine system, attacks the pituitary and hypothalamus glands, and retards brain development in children. That's why the globalists push it in fluoridated drinking water for your children. And you see it fluoride for kids. It's so sick. But the public, again, cannot realize that it's a huge eugenics program against the public.
Well, the other thing that's coming up interesting in the news in this last week, Alex, is arsenic has popped up several times. There's a new research coming out showing arsenic-tainted drinking water does, in fact, increase the risk of fetal loss among pregnant women and contributes to infant death during the first year. And, again, the report should hit public next month or so.
You know what? I think you're an extremist. Herbicides, pesticides, mercury arsenic, all the thousands of MBTE, massive carcinogen in 49 states, in all the major water tables. You're bad. It's good. It's there to help us. I'm going to drink it. And I love living, you know, in the South with the Colorado River that has been through all these states and all these cities, all the heavy metals, all the poisons, all the Prozac, all the Ritalin. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to give it to my children. Shut up, Adam Locke. It's good. You're with Al-Qaeda.
I'm just reporting what's in the news, Alex. I mean, this stuff is
No. You should trust your government.
Okay. Let's go to Oregon. Same deal. Arsenic popping up in wells in Sweet Home. Nearly a quarter of the local wells tested through a free program are showing higher levels of arsenic than is recommended as far as the safety standard. Also turning up in there, the presence of E. coli in 25 of these wells indicates
that's good for you too.
Bacteria.
It's good for you. Listen, I have a newscast, Adam, that says mercury's good for your brain. In fact, get it. I'm going to air it again. This aired all over the country in local versions, total government propaganda. Do you have that where the mercury's nutritious?
No.
No, I mean, I was telling the network to grab the clip. John does an incredible job. There's like thousands of clips, and he's able to pull them. Do you have the mercury nutritious clip, please? He's finding it. No, I'm not kidding, Adam. Did you know they now advertise that mercury is good for your children?
No, I did not.
It is the most deadly heavy metal, other than like DU, that they know of. You know, it's non-radioactive, because other heavy metals just create plaques and kill brain cells. But mercury, I've seen under an electron microscope, read studies about it. Big University of Montreal did one. When mercury gets up against a neuron, it causes an electrochemical explosion, and it just starts frying, and it like acid burns through the brain. It's the heavy metal gift that keeps on giving.
Good stuff.
Well, give them the number and tell them about a few of the specials and the sports berkeys and what they get when they call.
All right. The number, of course, is 888-803-4438. And it's interesting, we've been talking about fluoride and arsenic, because we do have something specifically designed for that. It's a post-filtration element called the PF2. It attaches to the bottom of your purification element, and it will reduce or remove arsenic and or fluoride. Well, it's just the and fluoride, not or. Debbie knows all about these things. Again, 888-803-4438. Make sure if you call her, you do tell her that you heard about this on Alex Jones' show.
And that's not just the gimmick for the advertising, folks. That's how you get that's how you get the discount on top of the discount by ordering either if it's the British model, they're the national distributors, so you get it at wholesale price for just ordering one. If it's the American model, which we now buy because we've read the studies, it's even better. The British is excellent, by the way. I mean, you can't go wrong with either one. When you buy the American made by a New Millennium Concepts or their sports bottles, those are excellent. It's all very good. And then you get an even bigger discount and the free sports bottle gift or the potassium iodate or the Sheltering in Place DVD. When you get the fancy Berkey light with the lights and they got little solar panel systems that the system's gravity fed, but the solar panel system's good to plug in to run the LED lights or charge cell phones. They got a lot of neat stuff's the point. 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com, and tell them in the comment section which free gift you want. Adam, of course, you know I'm joking. You do a great job, and you're wonderful, and you know we're all evil here because we say that you shouldn't trust the government. You should act. Go to the EPA's own website and read the thousands of things that are in the water at allowable levels. It adds up in the aggregate to be a toxic soup, and it's a lot of it's by design. Some of it isn't. But from the motor oil to the dead bacteria to the chlorine and the arsenic and the MBTE, you can't go wrong getting a water filter. And the Brita systems and the charcoal things, you know, they cut out some of the bad taste, but they don't cut out all the bad stuff. Right, Adam?
Designed primarily for odor and taste. There is a difference between a little filter, which is what a lot of them are, and a purification element. It's a matter of degree. Purification element taking out, for example, pathogenic bacteria. You're talking log 6, 99.9999%. A filter is not going to do that.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Take care. 888-803-4438. Okay. And it's part of preparedness, too. I mean, you really should get storable foods, folks. They don't have those. I'm just telling you, you should. You really should have some gold, some firearms. You should know how to use those firearms. And you should be ready and willing to use those firearms to defend your family from, looting hordes or whatever. It just comes down to that. It's just good to be prepared. It's good to be independent. It's good to be able to skin a buck and run a trot line. You know, we raise our own tomatoes and our own smoke, too. There isn't too many things these old boys can't do. We need to get back to that point so we're not a bunch of chicken necks who are completely dependent. And I don't have time to have a big garden. I do have a garden. I don't have time to live out in the country because I have to fight here in the city. But if I had my druthers, I would. And I'd have a big garden. We do have family that has a big garden, and we do have a place to go. And I mean acres of garden. And we do canned stuff, and it's simple. It has to be done. You've got to have a support system. And filters are number one. Water, you'll die within 3 days, in most cases, 3 to 4 days without water. Of course, Terry Schiavo went 15 days. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
His mother saw the view piece this morning. Of course, we have the DVR here, Murphy's Law. As I predicted, it crashed and doesn't work. Nothing works in the society of junk and trash. And we just don't have the personnel or the funds to sit here and just tape all the TV and have the things. If you want us to be able to do that, just buy my films, buy my books, buy my videos, buy the stuff we sell, and then we'll have the money to hire the people to do a proper job up here. I mean, and I'm not beating the audience up. I love you to death. It's just I want to do more against these people, and I want to be more effective. Okay? Sherry saw it. Sherry Nelson. Sherry, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you joining us. Tell me about what you saw, basically, with Rosie O'Donnell this morning on The View.
Well, she kind of was going off on Elizabeth again, which she's done kind of routinely about things. She's really on a kick that seems that she would like to get a movement started to impeach Bush. And Elizabeth, of course, is the reverse of that. But this morning she got talking about Building 7, which I thought was a little strange that she would come out with that.
How did that start? It started with a caller, right?
With a what?
Didn't it start with a caller to the show?
No, I don't think they had any call-in this morning.
Okay, so that's what I was told here at the office. Okay, well, just tell me what you saw.
I didn't think they had a call-in.
Let's just not worry about it. Let's just not worry about it. Just tell me what you saw.
Well, I don't know how they got started on it, but anyway, she got talking about Building 7, and she was trying to tell Elizabeth that there was no fire that could bring steel down like that, that that was an inside job. With an implosion. And Elizabeth was struggling with the belief on that, but what Rosie got to was...
So Rosie said the words that it was an inside job.
No, I really don't remember, Alex, exactly what she said verbatim on there, but she did say, you know, bringing it down with an implosion inside, I think. Anyway, Elizabeth said she would keep her mind open to that, but what they were going to do was they were going to call in a Yale or a Harvard expert from with physics so that they could explain how that couldn't just happened that way with the building. And I think Joy brought up the fact that Yale was Bush's alum, or alma mater. And Rosie said, okay, we'll go with a Harvard expert then. And Elizabeth said if they would bring in an expert like that, that she would keep her mind open if they could prove to her.
Why don't they have Kevin Ryan on from Underwriting Laboratories, an engineer? Why don't they bring the blueprints on? I mean, it's simple. They could have Stephen Jones, a physicist, on. There's so many they could have on the show. Now, I'm told she also talked about false flag terrorism and Gulf of Tonkin.
I didn't see all of it, I guess, because I didn't catch that on there.
When did you tune in?
Well, I had it on, but I was in and out of the room, so I didn't hear, you know, kind of the whole...
I understand.
The whole thing of it. So.
Okay, well, still, that's a help, though, as we try to confirm exactly what was said there. Listen, I really appreciate you spending time with us.
Okay.
God bless. Okay. I've talked to two other people separate from her who did see it, and now the computer's working. A Chinese piece of junk. Chinese-made piece of junk. Basically, folks, I just want Adam. I mean, can you pick up on that? It's more of a controlled rage now. That's my life. I just want at these people. I know we can beat them. I smell blood, and nothing on earth's going to stop me from getting my hands around their figurative neck. Now join me. Let's come in with a big win against the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduce...